I was asked to read to a group of people. It was just like 15, 20 people. I only had to read one freaking paragraph, just one. But I had to read it in front of the room, you know, where everyone can see me. So inside, when they called me up, I was like, no, just screaming inside of me. But as I walk up, I mean, it freaking took forever to get up there, it seemed. It was like I was walking slow motion. I get up to the front, I get my paper that I'm supposed to read, and I kind of just kind of put it higher and higher and higher, really high so I can block my face. I cleared my throat, and I read it. Well, I tried, I really stuttered it. I sweated and stuttered some more. I was 11, 12 years old. And after that, I told myself I'll never freaking do that again. And that I would avoid talking in front of people for the rest of my life, even if my grades had to suffer for it. Now today, I do it all the time. And I want to share with you in this workshop on how that happened, how I overcame. So let's get to it. You guys ready? All right, so let's get straight into our first exercise, okay? Let me just tell you that this is going to go very fast-paced. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on each of these sections. I just want you to get a good foundation, a good understanding of these key pieces of public speaking. And when I say public speaking, this could be, you know, in a group of hundreds, in a group of, you know, 10, 20. It can be in just with one person, a presentation for one person. It can be a client, a prospect. It can be a partner. This could be with your kids. This can be for a Facebook or Instagram video. These are key things that you need to get an understanding to really build upon, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to really work on the foundation of public speaking. So here we're going to, and through this, we're going to be learning different things, but I want you to actually experience it. I'm going to pick three people in this room to be the examples to actually get up in front of us and actually do this as we go. And I'm going to help you to actually build a little presentation as we go. So I want everybody to get your pieces of paper, your notes out, your pen, and we're going to get right in this, okay? So you guys ready? Yes, say I'm ready. All right, here we go. So first, right here, you're going to write down your three main passions, okay? We're not going to take a long time, so I just need you to think three things that make you come alive when you do it. Three things that are your passions, that you love to do, things that when you're doing it, you lose time, that you just enjoy doing it. So write down those three things real quick. Okay, quickly write down those things. All right, so now we're going to go down four different questions about these things, okay? So I want you to pick one of these passions and circle it. One of the things that, you know, out of those three that you just picked, what is the one that really, that maybe it's more, maybe you're more active in right now, or maybe it's something that it just means more to you, that it's more of an important thing to you. I want you to circle that one. Okay, so now we're going to answer these questions about that one passion of yours. Okay, so when did you get introduced to this passion, and what was that like? When did you first get introduced to this thing? What was it like? And what did it do to you as a person, you know, since you've been, you know, introduced to this passion? So when were you introduced to it? What was that experience like when you were introduced to it? And what has it done for you? What did it do to you as a person? Second thing, how does or can others benefit from you doing this passion? And be specific on who would benefit. So you actually, you know, participating in this passion that you circled, this one that you are highlighting here, if you do it, when you begin to do it, who benefits from you doing it? Write that down. You know, I'm talking about besides yourself, okay? And how do they benefit from it? Now, what problem could be solved or helped by you doing this passion? So, okay, you're going to see who you're helping. By you doing this passion, who does it help? Who does it benefit? And now you're going to get more specific to what kind of problem, what kind of thing would you be solving them or helping for them by you doing this passion. Now I want you to think of three things that others can learn from doing this passion that you're talking about. This thing that makes you come alive, this thing, what are three things that people can gain, people can learn from doing this passion, and how could it better their quality of life? Three things. So now what you're going to do is you're going to get these four questions. You're going to get this information that you wrote about this one passion, and you're going to put it together in a short speech, and then you're going to come up on stage for a minute to share it. From doing this passion, and how could it better their quality of life? Three things. So now what you're going to do is you're going to get these four questions. You're going to get this information that you wrote about this one passion, and you're going to put it together in a short speech, and then you're going to come up on stage for a minute to share it. All right, let's get into audience, equipment, and space. These are three things that you really need to think about, you know, no matter if you're talking to hundreds of people, or you're talking to 10, 20 people, or you're talking to one person, or maybe you're just talking to a camera, or maybe that camera is just your phone. You need to understand, okay, who am I talking to? You know, who am I talking to? And that's going to help me to see how I should talk to them. You know, what is their age? What do they need? You know, how is my speech? How is my presentation? What I'm going to share going to help their needs? So you have to think this through to really internalize it so that when you talk to them, you're able to better connect to them. And you're speaking specifically their language on the things that matter most to them, the things that, you know, that's going to help them to really take what you're going to share with them to use it in their own worlds. Who is your audience? And then who is your equipment? Like, what is your equipment? I mean, are you going to be using a projector, microphones, cameras, a podium, you know, a stage? Are you going to be using none of that? Maybe you're just going to use your voice, and which is fine. You don't need all those things. But you need to know what your equipment is. The equipment that you have to bring, does it work? You need to check it. You know, do the microphone checks. Do the projector check. You know, check your PowerPoint if you're using a PowerPoint. If you're using anything, you have to go through it and to really be sure about your equipment. Because when you're up there on stage and it's time to rock and roll, it's time to share, you know, this amazing presentation. This is not time for you to try to be figuring things out or things, you know, falling apart or not working because you didn't test them before. So you have to know your equipment. Even if it's just your phone, you have to know, you know, how to hold the camera, how to hold your phone. A lot of times people hold it vertically and they're losing a lot of the camera, you know, or you know, maybe you're using it, you know, the where it's facing you this way and you lose some of the quality. You have to understand the camera. You have to understand what you're using. You have to understand your equipment so you can best use it for your presentation. And also your space. You know, are you going to use a stage? Are you going to be able to use the middle, the left, the right? Are you going to be able to move closer to your audience? Your positions on stage, how you're standing, how you're moving, you know, your background, what's behind you as far as your set. You know, even if you're just going to be posting, doing a video for Instagram or Facebook, what is behind you? You know, should those things be behind you? Are those colors, you know, in agreement with what you're saying, with who you're saying it to, with what you're wearing? You have to know your space, the acoustics, and what it's going to sound like. All these things are just things that you need to think through when you think about your audience, equipment, and your space. So I just want you to write down today, okay? If you guys are doing a speech here today, what would be some of the insights that you would have about your equipment, about your audience, and about your space, just with that information, okay? Just this is your basic information right now. You know, in my course, in my one-on-ones, we go very deep in these things, and, you know, I can show you how to use all these things. But right now, it's just getting a basic understanding, a foundation of these things. So I want you to write down some insights about your audience here today, about your equipment here today, and your space that you're going to be using. So now I'm going to share with you the public speaking experience that changed my life. I was invited to go to Africa, to Kenya, as a conference. After a long 24 hours of travel, I arrive and I step foot for the first time on African soil. I was scared. I was overwhelmed. I was excited all at the same time. I get my bags and it's time to meet those who are hosting me. I'm meeting the team that was there that invited me. Now, I have to be honest. about this team, this group that greeted me at the airport, because right away something really stood out to me, and it was their smiles. Why did they stand out to me? Because of their teeth. Now, most of their teeth were, they were messed up. They were black and scattered. They were just messed up teeth, and they're teeth that I would call dark summer teeth. Why dark summer teeth? Because they were dark and some were here and some were there. I'm just be honest, right? I'm not being mean, because not long after that, I truly could not notice their teeth anymore. Why? Because I began to experience their heart. You know, at first it was their teeth that stood out to me because they were so messed up. But not long after really getting to know them, their genuine hearts, I kid you not, their smiles became the most beautiful, genuine smiles that I've ever seen. Do you know why? It's because of their hearts. After getting to know their hearts and how kind of people they were, how genuine they were, their teeth went from like, oh my gosh, to like, wow. Your teeth just light me up. Your teeth just light up this room. Your smile lights up this room. It was an amazing thing. And what I learned from that is, you know, it's the person's heart, their values, their motivations, is much more important than how they look outwardly. So this is about know your topic. Yes, I shared with you a little story, all right? So I'm sharing you little, you know, sections of me getting into this public speaking venture of mine, this journey, how I went from in front of the class to now where I get invited to go speak at a conference. And now I'm here in Africa in my first thing. And I share this little short story with you because in every story, you're going to have three main parts in your topic, in whatever you're sharing, whether it's something short, whatever it's long, there's three main sections in your topic. So I want you to write these down. They're the grabber, the middle, and the main points. The grabber is that first part that really grabs them in, you know, brings them into your story. That middle is, you know, the main message of what you're sharing with a quick little summary. And then the main points is the third part. And this is the strong close with the call to action, the lesson, the something that's going to inspire them to do something different or think different. The grabber, the middle, this is the message, and the main points, this is the close. So right now I'm going to have you take that information from what you wrote, from the passions, that little short story that you created with your passions. Now I want you to begin to develop it a little bit more and put it into these three main areas, these three main sections, the grabber, the middle, and the main point. I want you to begin to go ahead and do that now. Everybody, everywhere seeks happiness. Yes, it's true. But finding it and keeping it, man, this is a difficult thing to do. Difficult because we think that happiness is found only in the places where wealth and fame abound. And so we go on searching in places of pleasure, seeking recognition and monetary treasure, unaware that happiness is just a state of mind within reach of everyone who takes time to be kind. For the making of others happy will be happy too. For the happiness you give away returns and shines on you. This is a poem written by Helen Steiner Rice. Now, I want you to notice the way I was reading that. Did you notice that I was speeding up, slowing down, bringing it up, bringing it down? I was having a little intensity. I was moving. See, this is using your tone, your pitch, your speed to engage your audience. This is something really important to develop in yourself when you're presenting, because it keeps people engaged. So now we're going to move on to this next exercise where I'm going to have you actually practice this with this speech that you're already structuring. So now you're going to take this little speech, this presentation that you've structured, and I want you to read it out loud to yourself, really feeling the tone and the pitch and the speed that you can use. I want you to play with it in different ways to see what's going to better engage your audience. What's going to better, you know, really speak the message that you want. Where do you need to emphasize it? Where do you need to bring the pitch, you know, up or low to make it more serious and intense and high to build the energy? When do you need to, you know, change the tone so you don't get them bored? When do you need to change the speed to make it more intense or to slow it down to really make it a deep, profound meaning? So I want you to do this first out loud to yourself. So kind of glance over your material, okay? Stand up. And I want you to feel it. I want you to move around. Okay, who cares about, don't pay attention to the people around you. This is about you really feeling it and experiencing it. So I want you to read it out loud, just to yourself right now. And I want you to play with the tone, the pitch, and the speed. And then after we do that, you're gonna get in with your partner and you're gonna read it to each other using that tone, that pitch, and that speed, and get dramatic with it. I want you to really feel it and get your person that you're sharing it with to really feel it as well. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're gonna get some practical things that will bring results today. Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I wanna help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations. Helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.